I want to thank the boys and girls. Thank you very much, boys and girls, for your part. I really felt like I was really close to the manger. So thank you for doing that. Appreciate that. I want to ask you if you have your Bible to turn to Luke chapter 2. Learn Luke chapter 2. The Bible tells us about the announcement of the Savior's birth. It was by an angel. Many angels. We only had one angel this morning, I think. But it started off with one, and then there were a lot more. This announcement was a birth announcement. Today, we have birth announcements. We had one this morning in Sunday school. Aaron and Jennifer's baby girl was born yesterday, and I'm sure there will be more announcements about that. And maybe it'll be in the newspaper, or maybe somebody's going to send out an announcement. And when the Lord Jesus Christ was born into this world, there was a birth announcement. And it was made by angels, but not in the way that we might expect. Let me read here Luke chapter 2, verse 8. "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Who was the audience for this announcement? We had some of them up here. We had some shepherdesses here. Actually, they were shepherds for the audience of this first announcement. But I want you to think about this morning who that audience was not. It was not Caesar Augustus. It was not the chief priests and the scribes in the temple. It was not kings. It was not governors. Who was it? That audience for that announcement, it was shepherds. He sent it to a group of poor, humble, even despised shepherds. God doesn't despise them. We know in the Bible that God chose some of His greatest leaders, and they were once shepherds. David was a shepherd. Moses, you remember, he was a shepherd leading his sheep in the deserts of Midian, and God called him as he was a shepherd there. So the audience for that announcement was shepherds. Reminds us that God does not see people like we see people. God does not necessarily look at who those people are, their positions, their status, their wealth. God doesn't necessarily look on that, first of all. And what were those shepherds doing? You know, they were not at the temple. Those shepherds were not, engaged in holy acts of service like we might think. What were they doing? Well, they were at work. They were working third shift. It was nighttime. They were watching over their flocks by night. And you know, God has this announcement for them. God has an announcement for all people, no matter what they're doing, whether they're working third shift or whether they're doing something else. But God sent this announcement to people that would probably have been considered some of the lowest level of people. But what about the message? What is this announcement? What did they say? What did the angels say? Well, the angel told him not to fear, we know. But this announcement is given in verse 11, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." You know, this announcement that they gave to the shepherds was not like a birth announcement today. Perhaps a family would send out an announcement that they had a baby. And they would invite you to join in the happiness and joy that was brought into their home. And they could say that a baby had been born unto them. You know, that angel, what does he say? Who does he say this gift is for? He says, unto you. Unto you. The angel didn't say, unto us. Of course, the prophet Isaiah said that. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, government shall be upon his shoulders. And Isaiah said that as a prophet, as a man, as a human. But this angel looked down upon this poor, humble group of shepherds and said, unto you is born. This is a gift for you from God. Not for the angels, but for humanity. And who is he? The announcement said who he is. A Savior, which is Christ the Lord. A Savior. You know, if those shepherds knew their Old Testament, they would have heard that word Savior before in one particular book of the Bible. And it was the word that was used of men like Othniel and Ehud. Of course, those men were in the book of Judges. That was a very low time in the nation of Israel. And God sent to those people a Savior. Now, they were just human saviors. They were just men, but they were sent by God to deliver the people of Israel from the bondage and from the oppression that they faced. God sent them a Savior, a deliverer. And of course, that's what this child would be. He would grow up to rescue men and deliver his people, yes, ultimately from political oppression in the future, even from our own day, but also to save them and to deliver them from their sin. Then the angel said, the child is Christ. You know, that's not Jesus' last name. That's a word that means anointed. And those shepherds would have known, if they knew their Old Testament, that there were people that God anointed with oil back throughout Israel's history. And those people were prophets that spoke the word of God. Those people were priests anointed by God to serve in the temple. Those people were kings anointed by God to serve in that office of king. And this one would be also anointed, Jesus Christ, to be prophet and priest and king, set apart by God to fulfill all of those offices. And then the angel said, he's the Lord. The child is the Lord. He's the supreme sovereign. In the Old Testament, this word is used for Jehovah God, Yahweh, the Lord. And of course, we know that's who Jesus really is. He is God in the flesh. And then the angel in this announcement tells the shepherds where they would find the baby. Verse 12, this shall be the sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a hospital. No, in a manger. I was just kidding. We would expect somebody who's God in the flesh to be in the nicest hospital that money could buy. The nicest home, the nicest palace. This is God come in the flesh, the Savior, the Lord. But instead, the angel says, go, and he'll be wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. What's a manger? A manger is something that animals eat out of. Probably cows. We have a donkey here this morning. He was probably eating out of the manger. Perhaps some sheep. We had a sheep here. Where's our sheep? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought we were going to have a sheep, but we don't. But, you know, the sheep would have eaten probably out of the manger. It was just a place where animals ate out of. And, you know, we know, of course, that was all Mary and Joseph could come up with, a place where there was a manger, whether that was in a cave or maybe a stable or some kind of barn. It was some place where there was a manger. There was just a place that animals would usually eat from. It was a low and humble place for the Creator of the universe to make his entrance into the world. We see the contrast here of who he is and how he came. He came in low humility and poverty. 2 Corinthians 8:9 puts it this way, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." That angelic announcement told those shepherds who he was and where he was, wrapped in swaddling clothes in a manger. And then there was a celebration, verses 13 and 14. "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.'" There was a host of angels that joined this one. What's a host? You know, a host is an army. It's the word for army. There was an army of angels that came. You know, Jesus knew there was an army of angels. You remember when he was there during his trial, he said, "Thinkest thou that I cannot pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels?" Jesus knew about that army. And that army was there with the shepherds. An army, a host of angels joined them. This wasn't a fighting army this time. This was a praising army of angels, perhaps singing. I want you to just think about that scene. An army of angels filling the sky. An army of angels. You know, I wonder what those angels thought. Gabriel, did we get the wrong place? Gabriel, you know there's only, one, two, three, four. There's only 5 shepherds here. Are you sure this is right, Gabriel? Yes, yes, this is right. This is what God wants us to do. Just a handful of shepherds there. And yet thousands of angels filling the sky. A host, an army of angels. You know, those shepherds weren't really the audience anyway. They were praising God. They were singing praise to Him. It didn't matter how many shepherds were there, how many people recognized that. God apparently didn't give them a size threshold for their shepherd audience on the back side of that hill outside of Bethlehem. But they were praising God. The angels praised God in heaven. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." God deserves all the honor for the announcement of the birth of Jesus. The hosts of heaven declare their praise to God. The angels, we know, are not the ones that are benefiting from salvation directly, but they are still praising God. And then it overflows to earth, praising God on earth. Here we see they praise God for the benefits that God would give. Man gets peace. On earth, peace. All kinds of peace come from Jesus Christ. There's a lot of peace that's needed in this world. There's a lot of people that are at war with each other. Countries, individuals. But even more than that, there's the peace that we can receive between sinful man and holy God. It's granted through Jesus Christ. Those angels were praising God because they knew that through this child, men would have peace through Jesus. They would have goodwill. Goodwill is God's favor, His delight, His pleasure, His satisfaction. That's something that mankind needs as well, the favor of God. We don't have that naturally. We're sinners. But through Jesus Christ being born into this world, God grants His favor towards men. Men that will receive Him. Those angels were praising there before those shepherds. Just a handful of shepherds, and yet thousands of angels. Well, what did those shepherds do? Verse 15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. You know, we look at that and say, well, of course they would have done that. They heard this angelic announcement, and of course the next logical thing for those shepherds to do is to go to Bethlehem. We know there has to be shepherds there in the right by the manger. You know, not everybody who knew about it did the same thing as those shepherds. Matthew chapter 2, we know that the wise men came to Jerusalem, and the scribes and the priests, chief priests, were asked about where the Messiah would be born. And they knew. But did they go? No, they didn't go. It was the Gentiles from another country that came. And these shepherds that came. And what's the difference? What makes the difference about that? We see these lowly shepherds were ones who simply believed the truth of God's word in the announcement by the angels. You know, they could have said, oh, this was just some crazy dream we have. Let's just not worry about it. And, you know, we got work to do. We can't leave these sheep. No, they didn't do that. They acted on what they heard from God through these angels. They believed it. And they went and they found the child. They worshiped him. This angelic announcement is not just for those shepherds, you know, it's for each one of us that will read it and that will believe that what those angels said to those shepherds is the truth about Jesus Christ, that he really is the Lord and the Messiah, the Son of God. And those who are just like those shepherds and act on what they hear and believe the truth of what God tells us in his word, you know, those are the people that will get the benefits that God told them through the angels. The peace of God, God's favor resting upon us. We're no longer at war with him. People that act on what they hear, believe on God's word, they get those benefits. But there's people that will not act on what they hear from God's word. They say, you know, no, I don't care about that. I don't want to hear that anymore. Those are people, the Bible tells us, that will not get the benefits the angels talks about. And they may be more concerned about what this world has to offer them and what they can get out of this life. But one day they're going to find that they missed what was really important. They missed out on the blessings that God gives his children, the grace that rests upon their lives. And they'll suffer for all eternity in hell because they did not act upon what they heard and believed on Jesus Christ. I trust that you can identify with those shepherds. They weren't important people, but that doesn't matter to God. What matters is, do we believe what God has revealed to us? And God will bless us with eternal salvation if we do. Would you bow your heads this morning? Close your eyes. I wonder if anybody here this morning, you would say, you know, I've never acted upon what God has given to me. I know I need to. You would say this morning, just by the uplifted hand, I recognize that. I'm not going to embarrass you this morning, but just, you're admitting this before God, before me. I want to pray for you that the Lord will help you to believe on Jesus Christ. Anybody here like that this morning? You'd say, I know I need to take this step of salvation, putting my faith in Jesus Christ. Our Father in heaven, you know the hearts of each one here this morning. We pray that you would do your work. Please make us all more like these shepherds who believed this message that was given to them. They acted upon it. We thank you for this announcement that you sent by these thousands of angels. Father, we recognize your power and your ability, those that serve all around you. We thank you for humbling yourself, sending Jesus Christ into our world that we might have eternal salvation. We thank you that your favor rests upon us. We have peace with you through what he has done for us. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Would you take your hymnals again and we'll